welcome to another half-assed rant by Brandon Drury, the king of bullshit. That's me. This is the Brandon Drury podcast. Today is an interesting one, and I don't know if I'm going to do too many topical things. Maybe I will. I don't know what I'm... I have no plan. I don't even know if I'm going to do these every Saturday. I'm a busy guy, and I'm working overtime, and things are crazy. So we're just going to half-ass it like we always do. The secret to success in life is find something to half-ass and never get better at it. All right, so the story that really hit home with for me, my wife is a nurse, and so I hear all the unique ranting and rambling of inventing of nurse land. And let's just say she got into this habit because of nursing, or at least the way she handled nursing, I should say, of drinking a shitload of wine. Like, she'd come home, and you could just tell whatever they did to her there was a bad thing. Bad shit happened in that place for that 8 hours. When she came home, there was a part of her that wasn't left. And I'll admit, I was kind of a dick. I didn't understand it because I didn't have a shit job that drove me crazy. And I don't have a shit job. But I sometimes, my job drives me crazy often. And like I said, it's been a hard month for me personally. So it is sometimes hard when you take a beating that day to come home and be, oh, I'm so happy to be here. Jesus and I love you. It's just hard to maintain that. So I understand a lot of the nurse stuff that maybe somebody who's not exposed to nurse people, you know, maybe they wouldn't be exposed to. So I have some insight, and so I kind of want to talk about the story that happened. And I'm going to keep it really vague because I'd rather you look it up for you to figure out what really happened, because to be honest, I haven't dug in too deeply. I've heard the wife give me a 20-minute speech about it, and then I read one news story. So I think I understand the causes of the story more than I understand the story, and I'm more worried about the ramifications of the story. So these things that I do know, what I'm going to talk about, I know are true, but the actual details of the story are up for you to determine. So here's the gist of it. There was a nurse, and according to the courts, she murdered a patient. A nurse fucked up at work, and what the hell is that noise? Is that the fucking dog? Oh, well. I'm not even sure if you can hear that. Oh, well. So, yeah, this nurse, I guess, murdered a patient. That's the official story. And the bottom line is she had 1,000 things going on, and she fucked up number 782 and gave the wrong drug to the wrong patient, and they died. And here's the thing, though. I want to make sure we're clear on this, is nurses do this all the time. And they have some systems in place and to stop this, but like we have technology that will minimize this shit. I mean, no hospital wants the lawsuit or to kill the patient. They're more worried about the lawsuit than the patient, I assure you, but they don't want either to happen. And so we have systems in place, but in this story, which was from like 4 or 5 years ago, it looks like about 40 systems all fucked up, were bypassed. Some long story short, in the heat of battle, the chick grabbed the wrong thing, and before you know it, a patient dies. So, according to the wife, the reasonable approach would be, and the wife's official opinion on this, is she probably should have lost her license, along with like 9, 10, 12 other people in that chain. They also should have lost their license, or at least been reprimanded or be in trouble. Apparently, there's many, many systems in place that failed. And so, what the system has done is blamed just this one nurse and convicted her of murder. All right, so let's start off here. Here's my argument, or what are you going to call this? Here's my diarrhea, verbal diarrhea. It's say chair. Now say chair again. It's easy. And then you start saying chair, 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 chair. By like the 8th time, your tongue gets funny. By the 20th, 27th time, it's freaking really hard. And somewhere in there, your brain gets bored, shit just happens, and you fuck it up. And so it's really easy for tasks, basic tasks, to go off the rails if you do them over and over again. And you know, my job is this way sometimes, where I have to do these repetitive tasks, and I gotta just check this one box if there's gray stuff on a circuit board. And by like the 7th hour, if I've had a bad day or I've had a day or like a mind-numbing day, I can't even remember my own goddamn name. I'm like, who the fuck? That's my mantra I always say when I'm confused. Like, I'm in that, like, blah, state. It's, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Like, what is my name? Because I really draw on a blank. I mean, it's that bad. And You can hypnotize anybody like that if you give them the right circumstances. Now, if you're awake and alert, like right now, I've got a pretty good handle on my name. And so I could just check one gray box one time. But if you had to do it 10,000 times, you become hypnotized. And so a lot of jobs are kind of like this. And hearing my wife talk about nursing, it's similar in a lot of ways, all the things you have to juggle. And she's come home from work and she said, this place is intentionally trying to get people killed, allegedly. And what she's referring to is these systems in place where they back off of the number of nurses, or they increase the number of patients the nurses have to handle. It increases the number of balls you got to juggle. Well, after a while, something's going to break. Mistakes are going to be made. And the system keeps pushing this and keeps pushing this and keeps pushing this. And, you know, I think a good metaphor for people that don't quite understand the nursing thing, and not that I really understand it, I've just heard bitching for years. So it's imagine like you were cooking 9 different meals for 9 different families all at once. You can't burn any of them. Meal 5A can't have peanuts. Meal 6D can't have mustard. A light on the mayo on meal 24G. The phone just rang. The smoke alarm went off. And you got to call on your cell phone from your kid. The water's boiling over. And you got to balance all this shit at once. And the difference here, of course, is that with nursing, it's not just people get the wrong food. It's people actually fucking die if you accidentally, I don't know, put the I guess peanuts is a good example. You put the peanuts in 5A, then the people die. And you go, it adds a stress level that I don't have at my job. My job is if I fuck up, some circuit boards don't work, and we have to fix it, and it's a problem, and I definitely don't want to do that too often, but no one dies from it. So it almost seems like with the little system I've outlined, or you're cooking 9 different meals for 9 different families, like it's almost like you'd set that system up if you wanted to fuck the food up. Like you know, engineers do this stuff on purpose. It's called a stress test, where you want to see when the product will break. You know, when they drive the cars into the brick wall, or the crash test dummies fly out. You want to see that. That's kind of what hospitals are nowadays. And so the question is, well, why the hell would you have a system like that? Well, it's just economics. And it always blows my mind how few people are interested in economics. And for me, I'm interested on like a basic level. I don't know the detail, that micro, macro. I don't know the real heavy shit. But I've read a few books on it. And just getting a feel for supply and demand, it's very interesting. And you can tell from the media and just talking to people in life, like almost no one gives a fuck about economics. And maybe it's because it's taught to be boring. But the fact that it affects everybody kind of makes it like, and it's so applicable to you and me, like who you vote for president has like no impact on your life, like none. Whether it's Biden or Trump in, you wouldn't even notice if you turn your TV off, like it'd be the same horse shit. But economics affects everybody. And so let's get into the economic side of nursing. Now, here's what I want. Here's a thought experiment. Imagine working an 8-hour shift as a nurse was equal to receiving a killer blowjob. Well, you'd have like millions of dudes just lining up to be nurses. Like if it felt the same way, if it was just as good, I mean, on every level, you could, no, not an 8-hour blowjob. Just imagine the fun of getting blown. That's what it felt like to be a nurse. And I'm trying to imagine, I don't know, being drunk in the Cayman Islands, anything that's paradise-y. Imagine if that's what it was. Well, you could pay nothing. You could just do it for free. I mean, like, people would line up and just volunteer to be nurses because it was like getting blown. So what you could immediately do, you cut wages to zero. And so who cares? It's like, again, it's like a blowjob. And you could half the number of patients a person had to juggle. So instead of having, I don't know, 5 patients, you have 2 or 3, you know? Like, this, and here's the big one. Mistakes would be reduced tremendously. A person with 5 patients may make a mistake, well, say one every 20 hours. And then when we add 2 more patients, suddenly it's a mistake every 30 minutes. Like it doesn't, you add them, give them 100 patients and it's just nothing but mistakes. So anyway, this world's a fantasy, but you could tell that if being a nurse was just an orgasm, a perpetual orgasm, then we wouldn't have to pay anybody anything. And the problem would solve itself. We'd have great nursing because everybody would just volunteer to do it for fun. Well, the problem is nursing's a real stressful job. And if you know any nurses, they drink a lot. And this is well established if you work with basically any human beings, but nurses in particular, because on top of all the bullshit they do, you also have the threat of death. If they fuck up and someone dies, again, it's not just a circuit board, it is a funeral. And that sucks balls. So where am I at here? So here's the big one. If the job sucks, then they people want to get out. And so you have this experience base. Let's just say people, nurses that have been there 10 years, they know what they're doing, but they're miserable. Well, they're going to quit, or they're going to hope to quit, or they're going to be looking for alternatives at all, every turn. And it's interesting to me because the wife took the at-home data job. It's a very specific niche of nursing that you got to enter data. You're just copy and pasting all fucking day. It's boring, but there's no bullshit. There's no nursing, and no one dies if you enter the wrong, copy and paste the wrong number. And so when she tells her friends that she's doing the data thing and staying at home, they're like, oh my God, you got out. Thank you. I feel so happy for you. As if a person has achieved this higher state of being. Now, my wife is bored. She doesn't like it. And my wife's pretty chill about such things. She doesn't like it. But it's better than the shit of being a nurse. And so when you have a job that is highly unsatisfactory, is that the right word? But people aren't happy with the job, then they get the fuck out. Well, then you need to hire new nurses. You've created a demand. And if the supply, or I should say the other way, if the demand exceeds supply, we got a shortage. That means prices are going to go up. Means we got to pay more. And so this is where the rubber hits the road, I guess. It's like, well, how much do we pay for nursing? And it's always this balancing act between if you pay too much, you've wasted your money. If you haven't paid enough, you're always losing nurses. And this is the part where the left baffles me. And I've bitched about minimum wage on a different episode before, you know, but I want to go on a quick tangent about minimum wage here because it's important. So in addition to all the problems we have in the world with COVID, this, and the Fed printing money and all the stimulus shit they went nuts on in 2020 and 2021, which will be equalizing soon as inflation is fully kicked in, I think. I hope this is as bad as it gets. But we got this inflation mess. Well, on top of all that, the left is saying, well, let's take minimum wage and like double it or whatever. I'm not even sure exactly what minimum wage was, and I guess it depends on where you are, but it seems like it went from about $7 an hour to it's going to be 15 before you know it. And these are just numbers. Now, it's the minimum wage, if you crank it up, so you got a single mom working at McDonald's, which I don't know how the fuck you do it. I mean, I really don't know how they do it, and I feel bad, and I wish there was a way to make families more stable than that. Like, I have all the same intentions that the lefties have in terms of, like, I guess the outcome. I wish people were happier. I wish no one was doing without. However, so we take somebody making $7 an hour, and we just magically give them 15 at McDonald's. Well, then our only option is to raise the prices of the Big Mac. And so anything of any product that relies on minimum wage labor suddenly went way up and got more expensive. And eventually this will propagate. So some little rubber gadget, it costs double and it ends up being, in, I don't know, your phone. So your phone goes up, blah, blah, blah. Everything gets more expensive. So the left is intentionally adding this inflation into the system. And you give it, I don't even know how long it takes, a week, a year, a decade, before you know it, everything costs more money. Except whenever you have this initial grace period where the broke people get their big boost, then what about the middle people? So let's just say minimum wage is $7 and let's just an hour. And let's say a nurse makes, I don't even know, 20, 25 an hour, something like that. Well, if we double minimum wage, so they're going from 7 to 14 or 15. Well, where does that put the nurse? So, and if you're a low-level nurse making 20, like say you're new, entry level, well, you're making 20, but you go make 14 at the Whopper Flopper place. Well, suddenly it's kind of like, why am I doing this job that I don't like when I could, I might kill somebody when I could just go do the Whopper thing. And if you're approaching the Whopper flopping from that way, that perspective, it's a lot less stressful. It's a better job. Like, that's the thing some people don't realize. It is a better job than nursing. Now, it doesn't pay as well, but that's part of the reason it's better. So from a stress standpoint, you could just, if you have that personality and you've been in a high stress situation where people are dying, you could go flip Whoppers and go, ah, and that's where the wife is. She's just copying and pasting. And it's not a good job. It's not a great job for sure, but she's making it work because it's not murder. So anyway, why not just go do the fast food thing? And so I kind of got off on a tangent, lost my train of thought here. But so the mess becomes the professionals where, okay, so the broke people are paid a lot. Before you know it, housing costs a lot. So now there's some engineering job in Texas, but they'll say the engineers haven't got the big raise yet to account for inflation, but the houses are expensive. Well, they're not going to be able to attract any new engineers there. No engineer is going to live in a slum, going to move all across the country just to live in a slum. And so what do? That company that wants the new engineers has to pay more so the engineer doesn't live in a slum. And what happens is, hang on, I'll scratch my throat. Since the engineer doesn't want to live in a slum, they're gonna offer him a lot more money. That also means they need to give all their previous engineers more money. And so if that's done commensurate, appropriately, if everyone's happy with these numbers, the engineers are going to be making way more money than your McDonald's people again. So you're right back to where you started. So it's just a matter of time before the minimum wage propagates. So there's no long-term benefit to giving minimum wage. It's just a short-term jolt. It's a little cheat, if you will, a little bump of caffeine. But here's the deal. There really is a way to balance this out, and there really is a way where minimum wage people can get a lot more money, and you don't have to pay your workers as much, and that's as if you just work them hard enough. Like, you just push them way harder. You'll get that same productivity, and now you don't have shortages, so now you don't have to even hire the new person, in theory. You don't have to attract new people to Houston. You can just make your current workers work a lot damn harder, and that will work great. And except for one problem, and then you say, hey, Mr. Worker, or Miss Worker, you got to juggle three more balls. Your choices are you can juggle three more at once, or you can just work late and juggle the other three after your shift. So now you're working 11 or 12 hours instead of the 8. So that sucks. So basically, you're just making your job shittier, and now those people want to quit. So it's this never-ending cycle, and this is why you don't ever intentionally invoke inflation. Like, we could just have a system where, you know, what a $10 bill now is worth, I don't know, $9 in 20 years. What about that? We avoid all this bullshit. The happiness level at any given job skyrockets when you do this. So in the end, when we go back to this juggling ball thing, by expecting more nurses to juggle more balls, which we were doing aggressively in 2019, of all things. Like, this is before COVID. This is before this mess of a nurse is a murderer now. But before then, we were pushing them too damn hard to the point of breaking, and there was mass exodus from the gig. It seems like people have forgotten that all workers fuck up. And if you push a worker harder, they're going to fuck up a lot more. And that's exactly what we're at now. And so this is the icing on the cake for nurses. Their whole industry is absolutely fucked. So here's, imagine this, though. This has implications that go far beyond just nursing. Like, what if you were convicted of murder every time you dropped a fork? Well, you wouldn't pick a fork up. Or worse, you might drop the fork, you just wouldn't tell anyone you picked up the fork or dropped it. So we're getting into some nasty waters where there's incentive. Where if you're stuck being a nurse right now, a.k.a. potential murderer, then you're either going to be real secrety, or you're just going to get the fuck out of that job before you get convicted, because it's just a matter of time. You will make a mistake, and if they make it work you hard enough, or you're tired, and you're in a hurry, which every nurse is the entire time, because it's a stressful damn job, then it's just a matter of time. You are a murderer waiting to happen. You don't want to see your kids for 12 years? Be a nurse. Hope you like orange, you know? And so, going back to this nurse chick, the way the wife describes it, and again, you should dig into the details because it's probably complicated, but it sounds like there's like 40 systems in place that all failed. And she made a bad judgment call. And it makes you wonder, is she short on character? Did she really fuck up? Did she cheat to save a 5 minutes? Did she break protocol? I don't know any of these things. Again, who knows? But there were many systems in place that all failed. They should have caught this, because this chick doesn't want to murder anybody. I don't think anybody sets out to do that in that profession, at least very few people. So, and the wife says she probably should have gotten some trouble and possibly even lost her license. And probably, that means firing, essentially. But the wife says also that like 12 other people should have also gotten at least reprimanded. And the way they've done it with this court case is they put all the burden on the nurse, and the other 12 people that are involved that fucked this up Got nothing. We don't know their names. They're not even mentioned in the media, the paper. So, and good luck trying to find the truth on this from the fucking media. You know how that is. Like what's worse? What's more likely to be fiction? A court case, the media, or you just writing lies down on purpose? I would say they're all three are the same. Like, you're never going to get innocence and get truth in court. And I know you hear a lot of like the black people, you know, of people of color, will talk about how the system's just designed to fuck them. But right now we got a white woman in there. I guess they're going to say it's sexism. The courts are designed to destroy women. No, the courts destroy everybody. That's the thing I think people are missing. Like, you think I want to go to court? I'll get fucked. Leave me alive. Oh, yeah, but you're white. Oh, really? Maybe that's a huge advantage. I don't think so. I think this fucking, I think it's a little more fucked up. We're going to get into my spiel on that here in a second, what's really going on. But, all right, fuck it. We'll do it right now. District attorneys are rattlesnakes. Not all of them are poisonous. I bet there's like three good district attorneys. I want to point that out right away. This is not hashtag kill all district attorneys. I don't like that. But when we find a poisonous one, oh man, what do we do? The whole Kamala Harris type of person that they just want people to be locked up, stolen from their families, kidnapped, whether they're innocent or not. Who gives a fuck? I want to be president, and my numbers have to be good. I need Mike Tyson pre-Buster Douglas numbers. I must be perfect. So you're going to fucking die for me, asshole. Yeah, that's the mentality. And you, if you listen to, what's that guy's name? Josh, I wrote it down. Josh Dubin. I think it's Dubin. He's from the Innocence Project. He's been on Rogan a couple times, two or three times. And he's a lawyer, and he sounds like a lawyer, but he's actually, it seems like a lawyer trying to recover. That's what I'm going to call him. Like, he actually sounds like he's got a decent bone in his body. There's no telling what he did wrong in the old times to make him this guilty. But anyway, so his thing now is he'll find people that he believes to be innocent and where like the DNA evidence says they're innocent, but these guys have been rotting in prison for 25 years. And it always comes down, almost always comes down to shitty cops or mean, fucking, nasty, rattlesnake district attorneys. They just want a point on the scoreboard. They don't give a fuck who they rape, steal, or burn alive to get it. So anyway, this Josh Dubin guy's been doing some great work by getting a lot of these people out. But he talks about case after case after case. And, you know, I say that, he probably mentioned 25 cases on Rogan. Well, maybe there's only been 25 in America in the past 20 years. Or something, I don't know, but it sure seems like there's a lot. So it may be easy for the scale of this problem to be exaggerated. No different than like police shootings and things like that. There's not near as many as it feels like are happening. You watch a YouTube video and you think, oh my God, you know, 17 people in Cape Girardeau were killed by cops yesterday. It's like, no, they weren't. Like none were in the past 20 years. You know, it's one of those things. So, but anyway, he's doing some really good work by freeing innocent people. But the takeaway from Josh Dubin is that district attorneys, some of them are just disgusting criminals. They're fucking serial killers. And they are willing to throw people in jail just because other numbers look good. They want to win. And it's a game of winning, and it's not a game of truth. And so, anyhow, I this has been a pretty negative podcast, which, what the fuck you want me to do? I'm a bitchy old man. But I think that I don't have a solution, but I think we need to be pointing our direction with this whole nurse being actually convicted of murder. We need to shift. The solution to this is we have to look at district attorneys. We need some kind of reform. And I wish I could give people talk about we need reform. Like, it's always like a scapegoat because what does that actually mean? There has to be a way to put bad people in jail and let innocent people go free. And there has to be like a better way to determine that. And we got to be able to judge, like when we see a rattlesnake, I don't know if we kill it, but they lose their license. You know, I don't know how you do that. There's gotta be a way, you know, maybe the founding father, some philosopher has already figured this out, I would guess, but how do we keep the rattlesnakes out of district attorney land? Because what they are doing with some of these people is horrifying. And so this nurse here, in this particular instance, you know, she's not going to see her kids for 4 years. I mean, it's because she made one mistake. And I guess it determines, how do we think about mistakes in our culture? The problem is everyone makes mistakes. You, me, we've all made big mistakes that could have really fucked somebody up, including ourselves and our family and all that stuff. And we learn from them and we do our best and try not to, you know, to do, let them happen again. We report them so that we can improve our system so that they're less likely to happen again, which reporting is going to shit now. So this one district attorney has had enormously negative impacts on the entire healthcare system. And if they keep this verdict in place, if they still believe that this chick committed murder for making a mistake, I don't know why any person would still be a nurse. I predict this week we'll lose 3, 4, or 5% of our nurses. These are women that are, or men, I guess, either one. These are people that this can't handle that risk. And that's really damn sad. So if you when you get old, or now, I mean, I went to the doctor this week a couple of times. It's another story. But if you ever need health care, you may want to consider destroying your district attorney. As in, cancel them, fire them, don't kill them, out.